Alrighty. Welcome back, there ladies and gentlemen, to Turning Tables Podcast Remote Edition. We are all in our own separate homes because something might have happened. I don't know. You want to divulge or keep it a secret?
Oh, I was potentially exposed to COVID, but I looks like I'm okay. But to be on the safe side, we're recording remote.
Yeah, we didn't want to infect James.
He's been cursed. It's coming for him personally.
I know. I've had it twice, so I don't want it again. So I'm scared.
I'm scared. That's fair.
I am.
Speaking of the people at the table, he just wants to let you know they're here. It's Danny.
Yeah, man, I've been holding that in the whole time. Hell yeah. Howdy.
She's just gonna tell you it's all for you. It's Alex Webster.
Hello.
He wants to know, have you checked the children?
I know exactly it's what this Connor. Is, you son of a bitch.
What's going on? I just got back from Austin, Texas, and I might have the vid, so
nice.
Probably a good
Hold
thing
on,
we're all
sorry.
And he has such sights to show you. It's James.
People, you don't know the lengths that we are going through and to deliver this episode, so you guys better love it, or I will hunt you all down.
Yes.
Yeah, he knows
all show you the sights.
Also, and I will show you the sights.
For the uninitiated, the intros this week was the movie clips from the intro to the Horrible People's Podcast.
Yes. Six, ladies and gentlemen. Thought I'd throw that
I
out
do think
there.
my favorite new Horrible People's character is Damian Fuentes, who fucks.
Damian Fuentes? He fucks. For sure, Damian Fuentes.
Literally,
fucks.
First thing I was like, God damn it!
He either gets all the bitches or he is the Richard Ramirez.
Oh no!
It sounds like. Doesn't that sound like a serial killer?
Damian Fuentes? A little.
Serving 80 years for 10 consecutive life sentences.
Oh,
someone's
no.
talking shit.
That's
all right, you guys ready for a little bit of a recap?
He's being small.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
After your guys' encounter with our porcelain-faced, antlered man with the cannon and ball arm, and also his friend, the giant square-cubed man with the double axe, after you guys dispatched it along with Fabrice, you guys took a long rest there at the Marauder's hideout. During the night watch, Amon found a letter addressed to you guys from Naomi down in Limbo. It was telling you about what things to worry about there and what to look out for, but she said specifically to look out for a character named Fabricius. Being very wary, you guys decided to disseminate the information by Amon going invisible and throwing shit around to distract Fabrice. It worked.
Let's also give a shout out to
make your way out of the tunnel to see if Fabrice's mushroom magic might be able to help the people. As you guys began to exit the sewer tunnels, it suddenly started collapsing and disappearing on you as you guys made your escape out. Siegfried took a little bit of damage from the abyss grabbing at him, but you guys were able to make it all the way out. Now, being thoroughly suspicious of Fabrice, you guys decided to question him out there while you guys were seeing the weird creatures attacking the cathedral, basically putting it in lockdown. Siegfried decided to take matters in his own hands and struck Fabrice down in order to invoke his weird fungal entity type creature. Once he resumed his final form, I guess? Fabrice's final form? He explained to you guys that the mushrooms were basically keeping memories for him, for he was under the effects of an alter memory spell. Zaris also figured that she was part of this modified memory spell, because she then remembered that the secondary tower that was there at that cathedral wasn't there her first time through. Fabricius said he would distract Morbus while you guys found basically a back door to get into the cathedral to destroy some type of item that was keeping all this sickness and all the things going. So he went off to attack the cathedral. The cops are looking for him. And then, you guys, as you guys weed your way through the city between the creatures that we're fighting with, these automatons that you initially seen when you guys first came into Borsana, bobbing in and out to stay out of the conflict, you guys eventually got to where this home wall covered by a big granite stone was. Elias and Siegfried pushed the stone out of the way, but before getting it all the way off the hole, a weird magical golden dust flew out of this crevasse and has assembled again into, I'll show you guys a picture again, this guy.
He's just a little guy.
Hands up.
Has a naked Silver Surfer's cousin, dude.
And that's it's the golden skateboarder. I don't know, it's but that's what you guys are now.
The golden wakeboarder.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you see, it hasn't engaged you guys yet, but it's basically standing there in front of this crevice that you guys opened up, and it's holding its hand out as in like a stop motion.
Is it holding like the stone back, or is it just like halting us?
It's just out like halt.
Hmm.
May we
cease and assist, good sir. It doesn't respond.
We're right in front of it?
Yeah. I'll say you guys are a little bit farther away because Elias and Siegfried went to run up on this stone to push it out the way. So you and Zaris are a little bit farther back, but Siegfried and Elias are basically right next to it.
Yeah, Zaris is good out here.
can I roll perception to see if it's like... going, it looks like it might attack us? Maybe?
Yeah, roll me. I'm gonna say that's insight, sorry.
Insight? Okay. I'll roll insight.
Can I roll that too? Just because I'm right there?
Sure.
I don't know anything. That's an 8.
Okay.
Yeah, Elias rolled.
It's a golden guy.
Elias rolled a 5.
It's a dude, and he's saying stop in the name of love.
Does he have a face? Does he have eyes or anything?
He has no discernible features.
Mm. I think Elias has to kiss him if he's stopping in the name of love.
Before you break his heart.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't go breaking his heart.
I don't want him to break us. Well, I'm scared. Something.
Elias, kind of in the theme of... moving things, it's gonna just like start to make his way like towards the thing, and kind of utter under his breath, it's just gonna say something like, if you know what's good for you, good sir, you will abandon your post and make way for our troop. And I'm just gonna start walking.
Well, the stone isn't all the way out of your guys' way yet, so you guys would have to continue to push the stone out of the way. It doesn't.
Oh, so okay. Respond. So is it? Sorry. Is it? are we looking down at it, or is it?
No.
Right in front of us.
To reprocess the scene, there was the line of buildings that. About 30 feet between the very edge of where the building stopped up to this precipice. You're up against the cliff wall where this giant granite stone was basically covering this hole. You guys started pushing it out of the way, and as soon as there's enough space for something to slide out, it's basically in like a dust form, slid out and reformed right there next to you guys. There's not enough room for you guys to get into the spot yet. So basically he's right next to you guys, like humanoid form.
He's not outside of the hole. He's inside with his hand out, correct?
He's not inside the hole. He's outside with you guys.
Yeah, he's okay. He came out. We revealed it. He's like a genie in a bottle almost.
DM.
Yeah.
Nice.
He undid the cork and he came out, and he isn't stopping.
DM question: can I prepare an action if things start going haywire?
What are you gonna prepare?
Heat metal.
Heat metal on what?
Isn't he metal?
Nope.
God damn it. Never mind. I retract the question.
Okay, so if he's outside free, with us.
I said a little information for free, but no, he's not. He's not metal. He's not wearing metal.
Oh, okay. I thought he was all metal.
Other question: the rock, is it too large for one of us to move by ourselves?
Depends on how well you roll.
Okay. How about I move the stone and you watch my back?
Gladly.
I'm gonna have you roll, Mr. Siegfried, see if you can move this rock out of the way.
Okay, what am I rolling?
Strength.
Just straight strength or athletics?
Straight. You can do athletics if you want.
Sure, I'll do athletics.
You do it. Do you athletically do it?
I athletically roll athletics.
He picks it up he picks up, like, he lifts from, like, his back, not his, or from his legs, not his back.
Right. That is a big, fat whopping 25.
Holy shit.
That will be enough to go ahead and push it out of the way. But this thing is going to make a bolt attack with you. So you see, it's before you can, as you go to, you know, get this deep squat, put your hand underneath it, and go ahead and push up and flip it. You basically, instead of pushing this rock, you just flip it a step over enough to get a person body through this crevice. But at the same time, it's going to bolt attack you. I'm going to say, Elias, if you want to make your reaction attack, you can.
Yep. I'm doing it. Here we go. That is a 13 on the die. Less.
That'll hit.
9 now. Nice.
I thought you were going to say 30 on the die, and I was like, no, sir?
No.
Highly that's, unlikely.
Well, you better hit with 30.
That would be 22.
That'll hit. Go ahead and roll me damage, sir.
Let's do it. I am going to roll damage. Nice. Oh my god, I love this, like, juicy plus one proficient here. So that is 17 points of damage.
17 points of damage. Alrighty.
God damn.
That is going to lead us into initiative. Please, everyone, give me that roll.
Oh, shit. Oh, come
on. Let's fucking go, finally. After rolling like ass on initiative for like 3 sessions, let's get it. I'm going to drop it in the chat room. All right, just
last one above 20.
Yo.
On.
That was 23, by the way.
Yeah, I saw. James?
I'm just for the record.
17 for Siegfried.
Okay. And Zaris?
6.
Can I also use part of Sentinel, or... It's either, let's see. No, it's actually, I'm sorry. It is actually Relentless Avenger. When I hit, I get to move 15 feet without proccing an opportunity attack. So I'm gonna like kind of hit him and then like move behind him.
Okay.
So is that possible?
Starting to flank him? Yes, mm-hmm. You can. Alrighty. With that being said, right now, Amon and Zaris are about 30 feet away at the building site. Siegfried and Elias are flanking the creature. And at the top of the order, it is Amon.
Let's get it. They're flanking him. I guess I'm going to go help. So I'll move the 30 feet over and attack with ye old flame rapier.
Do it.
That is 23 to hit.
23 to hit will hit.
Okay, alright, let's do it this way. Here's gonna be, Pokey Boy damage with that sneak attack.
Okay.
Okay. Give me a second for these maths. 7, 10, 11, 21 plus 5 is 26.
That's just the piercing?
Uh-huh.
Okay, don't worry about the fire.
Hey.
Yeah, you see you come up and you stab and it's a good hit. You know, you do the sneak attack, but you see almost as if when it enters its body and you come out with the rapier, it like extinguished the fire on your rapier. The fire did nothing.
Okay. Looks over at Zaris. No fire!
No, dude.
After your is that your go, sir?
Yeah, it's a bonus action to light it up the first time, so yup.
Okay, that is your go. Elias, you are next.
Cool. I'm going to let's see. I'm gonna just swing at him. Let's just okay. Kick it off. Proper.
Kick it off.
That is a nat 20.
God damn.
Dude, I want the stats on like how many fucking nat 20s you've rolled in this campaign so far. Because I think you've rolled by far the most.
Have I though? Have I?
I love it so
yeah,
much.
Maybe. I think so.
Yeah, but you right. rolled the most. That's a nat 20s on checks.
Me?
In combat, I seem to get lucky on combat. I just remember, like, whiffing on 4 attacks in a row the first time I used Action Surge. So, you know, that
the makes Action Surge and got nothing.
Oh.
Yeah.
It be like okay. that sometimes.
So, I'm rolling 2 times damage. Let's do it.
Double those right. dice.
Okay, so that is... Give me a second. So that is 20 points of damage. I'm gonna smite, but I'm gonna burn a level 1 spell slot, and I'm going to use Thunderous Smite. So I'm gonna roll 2 d6s.
The spicy smite.
Mm-hmm. And then roll 2. So it's not as powerful, but it has a cool little effect. So I'm gonna roll. For smite, that's an additional 8 points of damage.
It's not gonna take those 8 points.
Does it take the effect? Yeah, so it must succeed on a strength saving throw or be pushed away from you and knocked prone.
Okay, yeah, it'll do the strength save, but as far as the thunder damage, no effect.
Okay, you need to beat 14.
It got exactly a 14.
Damn it!
Dang. Alright, that's my first attack.
Sorry.
I'm gonna use extra attack.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Roll number 2. Okay. Brought back down to earth there. 13 on the die.
13 on the die?
I'm sorry, 13 total. Sorry, 13 total.
Oh, 13 total will not hit.
Okay. I'm going to bonus action, butt attack. Back that thing up.
I'm pretty sure Thunderous Smite is a bonus action.
It is 1 bonus action, correct. You were right. So that's my go.
Yep. Damn.
Curse. Curse.
Not bad, though. Good hit. Great contact. You see he goes and you see from Elias's hands, he imbues his halberd with some magical energy and it goes up and you hear a loud but the thing seems unaffected by that. And just as he comes back with the halberd, it goes to strike again. That time it's able to move out of the way. So that is your go, sir. Siegfried, it is your go.
Cool. I will bonus action rage. And the first time ever, I will be casting Intimidating Presence on ya boy.
Yes!
So he must succeed on a wisdom saving throw. Go ahead and let me know what that is.
For flavor, what does it look like when you do it?
Let's see, for flavor, so bonus action rage, he's already angry. Intimidating presence, he basically gets in front of this thing's face and almost projects himself to be almost animalistic, like a giant grizzly bear ready to rip his face off.
Nice. It's almost like for somehow Siegfried is even bigger than he usually looks and bestial in nature. But unfortunately, it is immune to the frightened condition.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Okay, so that is my action. And I will be frenzy attacking after this, so that is my go.
Okay. Yeah, you see, it has no face to make an emotional expression. It's just completely automatonous. Automatonous? Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. I can speak words.
Sure.
Zaris, it is your
hippopotamus?
Go.
Sure.
Hippothalamus. Medulla oblongata.
Oblongata.
I was literally just thinking that.
Oh, yeah. The medulla oblongata.
No, okay. No wrong, Colonel Sanders.
I am going to... How far away is it from me?
30 feet.
Okay. I am going... Fuck it. Wee ball. I am going to cross... Like, I'm going to go into the fold, and I am going to touch it, and I'm going to cast Contagion.
Contagion, what does that do?
It does. It depends on whether or not he makes the a con save. So make a con save.
Okay. All right. That is a dirty 20.
Beans. Nothing happens. Let's see. Oh, I'm sorry. I read that wrong. So sorry.
Okay.
I have to roll to attack, like make a melee attack. And then if I hit, then he has to make a save for something. Beautiful. Does a dirty 20 hit?
Yeah.
Okay. Stunning. Okay, so how contagion works is I am inflicting basically just like all the grossness that we've been around. I'm just going to say I just channel that all into this creature. And I'm going to induce a natural disease in the target. And I'm going to induce...
A natural disease? Is that specified as a poison? I gotta look that up.
So, no. I'm reading it to you right... I'll read it to you right now. Okay,
read it to me.
I'm going to induce flesh rot. The creature has disadvantage on charisma checks and is vulnerable to all damage. It can roll to save against this on its turn, but in the meantime, it's vulnerable to all damage.
Is it considered a poison or a disease?
On a hit, the target is poisoned.
It is immune to poison.
Son of a bitch.
Well, there goes a fifth level spell slot. Sorry, guys. I tried.
Holy shit.
Let's see.
Hit it in the head.
I can't do much.
Smack it.
Hit it in the head.
Okay.
So now we know people just hit that thing in the head.
I can't do much other than that.
Give it the yeezma.
Right. Okay, I'll bonus action. Wild shape into an earth elemental.
Okay. Earth elemental.
So now that I'm all up in its fucking face, I just turn into this huge, like, almost like an earth genasi, like, just stone covering, like, just this huge creature that's covered in, like, stone and stuff.
Excellent. Love it.
She's rock hard.
I am rock hard, yes.
Fortunately, now so it is our boy's turn. He is going to say he's going to make two slam attacks. He's going to try to make them both against Siegfried.
You that is
a 19 on the die.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. You're gonna take 5. I could do math. 11 points of damage, and he's gonna try to hit you again. Just bludgeoning for your math. That is going to be 17 to hit.
Yep.
And unfortunately, if he hits with both slam attacks, you are stunned for the next turn, sir.
Fuck.
That is 15 points of damage.
Okay.
Are you stunned?
That is its go. So you see, yeah, it takes both hands, and even though, like, so Siegfried steps up to with this very imposing presence, and undoubtedly it would have scared any other creature, but this thing doesn't seem to have a consciousness to be scared. As soon as it comes up on him, he, like, you see its hands grow in size, and he slams both of its fists down on Siegfried, and Siegfried, you're concussed for a second. It is now a Mon's turn.
All right. What would I roll to figure out? So I noticed it absorbed these element attacks. What if I want to hit it with something like psychic damage? What would I roll to see if I could figure out if it would take that or not? Arcana, insight.
I would say Arcana or insight.
All right. I'm gonna roll Arcana. That is 18.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, even with Chuck, like, Chuck comes over and he's on your shoulder, he's like, buddy, that's an automaton. That's basically a golem. You attack it with anything, like, psychically, it's not gonna work, because it doesn't have a brain to mess with.
Great. Good to know. Shit. Okay. I think I can help Siegfried. Hard think. It doesn't have a brain.
Hard think.
I'm gonna run over and use my one freebie for the day. I'm gonna touch Siegfried and cast invisibility and turn him invisible.
Okay. So Siegfried, you disappeared.
The laugh.
He's concussed, confused, doesn't even know that he's invisible, but you are invisible. Is that your go,
sir? I'll be standing right next to him. I'm ready to talk some shit.
Okay.
I'm literally pulling a K, Men in Black. Eat me!
Eat me! I like that we all crowded the fuck out of this guy, so now it's just all four of us, like, right on his ass.
Open them guts. For real.
Elias, your go.
Yeah. I was just doing math because I didn't calculate my proficiency in spell save correctly, so that's on me though. So anyway,
yours should be higher, right?
Yeah, it's a point higher. And what's funny is that Ruben rolled 14, so it doesn't matter. It's my mistake. So it's my go now. Let's get jiggy with it. I done goofed. I didn't calculate something correctly. But regardless, I am going to use kind of seeing Siegfried just get, like, absurdly messed up by the slam attacks. Elias is gonna use his bonus action and use the Vow of Enmity and place it on the creature. So that means that I gain advantage on attacks against this creature. And I am gonna start hitting it again. So I'm gonna roll my first attack. Okay, with advantage. Let's go. Okay. Does an 18 hit?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to roll damage. Yikes. So that is 6 points of damage on the first hit.
Okay.
Second roll.
Ooh, that was an accident. Christ. I don't know how that happened.
I was like, what did he open?
That's did I do it?
That was an accident. Complete accident.
I got so excited.
The 17.
Don't hit the 9 twice. The 17, yes, that hits. Apparently hit 9 twice.
Did you just find a master sword?
Right? Hidden door is open.
Okay, rolling. Rolling for damage. Okay, cool. That's more like it. That is, let's see. That's 14 points of damage.
Very nice.
And then...
Okay.
And then I'm going to level one. I'm going to throw another level one spell slot and smite it.
I do like that effect right in the middle of smite. And I'm going to smite.
Woo!
You don't have to edit it, Lenny. It's just in there. Beautiful. I'm sorry,
Right.
No smite?
Because it's radiant damage.
Oh, but it took the thunderous one.
It's been taking your physical hits, but it has not been taking any of this extra.
Hey guys, really, really quick. It doesn't get damaged by elemental attacks. Hint, hint.
I mean, holy damage is different.
And
but
so is psychic.
No, yeah, we're gonna have to do this the barbarian way, and we beat it to death.
Exactly. You did like Michael Jackson. Okay, cool. Well, that's it for me then.
Alrighty. After that, it is Siegfried. But Siegfried is stunned. Let's see, can he do anything else while he's stunned? Just verifying to be sure that I'm not being a dickhead.
No, by making us fight this, you're kind of being a dickhead.
I ain't telling you to use all these spell slots. I thought since it was the beginning, you're not even in the cave yet.
I know.
Stunned creature is incapacitated, can't move, can't speak, only falteringly, fails dex saves, and strength saving throws, attack rolls against the creature have an end. So no, you cannot do anything, I apologize, sir. But you are unstunned, you're not invisible after this turn.
If he's invisible, would that take away the attack with advantage?
If he was going to attack him, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it was, like, if that was its focus, but... Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so right now he can't be hit again. But speaking of getting hit again, it's Zaris.
Let's fucking go. Mm-hmm. Alright, let's do this. Two attacks from ye old big spiky boy.
Spiky boy.
That was my name in high school.
Beautiful.
Don't ask why.
23.
Oh yeah. And
23 to hit. Alright. Do you want me just to roll the second attack now?
Sure.
That is a 16 on the die. For
hit.
Okay, cool. Let's see. Let's get these D8s out. God intended.
The way God intended. Alex to roll D8s.
That's 20 on the first hit.
Okay.
And 10 on the second.
What kind of damage is this?
Bludgeoning.
Zaris.
Bonk.
Yes.
How do you destroy this mana storm golem?
But nice. Yes. So I think Zaris just being absolutely fucking pissed that her contagion didn't work. She just like her like skin like falls apart and she turns into this fucking huge monstrosity earth elemental and just starts beating the shit out of her, like, just like working out some real anger issues. Just like fist, just like beats the shit out of it before anyone could get a word in edgewise.
It sounds like a death fisting.
And you hear just like, because she can speak like Earth Elemental. It's called Terran.
Primordial.
It's Terran. Oh, and Terran, you just hear like.
Rock talk.
Yeah.
Just the angriest rock person.
Rocking out.
And yeah, you run it down and you're like, you're doing the cold, good old ground and pound to the point where its humanoid shape is starting to get, you're hitting it and it's turning back into like this weird dust, magical dust. And as you keep hitting it, it turns from a humanoid into this dust and dissipates.
Zarus will stay as an Earth Elemental. Gold
magic dust.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. You guys have...
Let's move in.
He did it. Alrighty.
Yeah, how big is the... Can we all kind of move in equally, or do we have to, like, kind of go in one at a time?
I'd say the room... It's about this tunnel that leads up and to the left, kind of curves into the mountainside towards the cathedral. It's about 10 feet by 10 feet. Does have sconces. It is lit in this cave, but it is very much... You see, like, the side caves, as you kind of get a better look at it, has, like, these veins of fungus.
Am I still invisible?
Yeah.
You are until something hits you or you hit something.
Cool.
Or until you...
or I just stop concentrating on it. But I'll drop concentration on that just to bring him back.
I was going to say, why don't you go in?
Maybe he wanted to be.
Do you want to go in? I mean, I could retcon that.
No, it's fine. Quick question. Can I roll perception to see if that fungus is the bad fungus that we've run into?
Yeah.
That is a dirty 20.
Nice.
Yeah, it is the quote-unquote negative fungus. The difference is it doesn't seem like it's... It seems like it's dormant. It's not as writhing as you've seen it before. Like, it's kind of had its own motion and flow. This thing seems very, this fungus seems very dormant. It's like, it's calm.
Is it in our way? Like, if we go through the opening, is it going to touch us? Or
Essentially, it's like spider webs going along the walls, but it's not blocking you.
Okay, cool. Then I guess we're moving forward. Yep.
All right. Making your way
into
downtown.
My cave.
Walking fast.
So, first thing you guys see, you guys get to what looks like a straightaway passageway where it opens up to, the cave opens up to be about 30 by 30 instead. And it goes straight down for maybe 100 feet from what you can see in front of you. And the fungus has made its way towards the top of the ceiling here, and it is essentially, you hear it before you see it, it's raining in this cave, coming from the fungus hitting the ground. You just hear it, and as you guys get closer to this tunnelway, you see to the right, there is a statue sitting there with a writing on it. Let me go ahead and pull it up for... Let me go ahead and pull it up for you guys. Share the screen. You see this statue.
Nice.
Whoa.
Hot stuff.
It's got two pairs of hands. But the front pair of hands are actually closed, like together. Not in the prayer position, but kind of like it's got something in its hands. And you see on the very bottom of the statue, it says, "The Fates." And it says... Oh, it's kind of long. I apologize, but, you know, I'm being dramatic here. It says, "For far too long I have waited, so long that I have become a stoic statue meant for no one. I don't want to get in your way, but the vicious cycle will end the moment you smile upon me. So just like the rain, throw the dust into nothing and take the salt from my hands."
Nice.
Hmm.
Great song.
Dot dot dot. I tweaked it.
And are take we about the to salt from die? My hand.
Take yeah. So again, it says I'll put it in the chat. If for some reason it auto-corrected for fat into the far, and for some reason I'm using a a note for this. But for some reason, it's being weird as far as the
It's fat shaming.
No, it's Christ. Being weird as far as it's being weird as far as like what the font for some reason. But I will put it in the chat so you guys can reread it. The font changes and or the capitalization doesn't mean anything. For some reason, it just did that.
Thank you for clarifying, because knowing me, I would have been
just
like,
sure.
The fucking capital means something. It means something.
Yeah, exactly.
I've seen National Treasure.
I would have been hyper-focused on it.
For the audience at home, I'll rate it again, though. For far too long I have waited, so long I have become a stoic statue meant for no one. I don't want to get in your way, but the vicious cycle will end the moment you smile upon me. So just like the rain, throw the dust into nothing and take the salt from my hands.
You know what? I think this sounds like... Zaris, I think you need to do something to her hands, because you delivered the killing blow on that dust monster.
Hmm. Good call. Is there sand on the... Like, did the creature leave sand in its wake?
Yes. No. I thought you said it did.
It dissipated into sand, but then the sand disappeared.
Oh.
Because, I mean, the way I'm reading this and understanding is she already threw the dust into nothing. Sorry, Alex.
No, it's okay. I'm going to put my big earth elemental hands over hers.
Describe to me in what manner you do it.
That's so vague and vaguely threatening. So if her hands are like this, right?
Mm-hmm. Her hands are like cupped together, yes.
Okay, I'll put like my hands like around her hands.
Roll me a sleight of hand check.
Sleight of hand check? Do I use mine or the earth elementals? Remind me. It's Dex.
Oh, well, you use yours.
Oh, thank Christ. Not wonderful. 13.
So not super used to being in an earth elemental shape. You kind of like put them together kind of forcefully. You kind of hear like your rock exterior hit the statue and kind of chips away a little bit, but nothing happens.
Nothing bad happens? I'll just take a step back and like shrug because I can't speak common right now.
You said that the statue is holding something?
It's got its hands cupped together like so. So there's just two pair of hands, one pair of hands extended out.
To take the salt from my hands. Siegfried is gonna walk up to the statue and also cup his hands and put them over.
Explain to me how exactly you put your hands on her hands.
As if I'm grabbing something from like a cupping motion to grab something out of her hands, if you will.
Hands. Roll me a sleight of hand, sir.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Come on, big money. That is not going to do it. That's a 12.
Why don't we let the rogue do it?
Yeah, I was going to do something until the barbarian stepped in.
Well, you know what? Action, sir. Okay, that's what I'm about.
He's about that shit.
You know what it is? It's this remote shenanigans. But yeah, Ruben, I will come in just based on this text. I'm going to come in a little soft and like almost like a friend or like somebody familiar to this thing. Like put my hands on the outsides of the hands, but cup underneath like where if it were to open below and drop what I'm assuming is salt, that I can catch it.
So, you come over and again, like you said, you come and you like almost over her hands in a very soft manner, kind of like along her knuckles to the back of her hand, come over and then cup underneath after. Roll me a sleight of hand with advantage.
Okay, y'all should be fucking glad for that advantage, because that first roll was rough. 27.
Holy God.
Yeah. Nice. So you see, as you come over and you gently grab her hands and place them underneath hers, her hands don't, like, open up from the bottom. They kind of, you feel the stone, almost human-like for a second, open up like this. And you do see a bunch of salt in her hands.
I will very slowly and not aggressively grab as much of it as I can with a hand, while keeping the other hand, like, there, just because I don't want her to, like, rip my fingers off. Sorry, Siegfried.
No, yeah, you scoop a bunch of this salt in your hand, and give me an Arcana check while you do that, sir.
Arcana. That's a nat 20, baby!
Let's go!
Hell yeah.
So, I'll say, with a nat 20, yeah, there's something about this salt. It doesn't seem like, it seems enchanted, not like if you would eat it, something would happen. Like, as far as human consumption, it's salt.
I was going to say, does it imbue it with magical flavor?
It's MSG.
Yes!
Now, you do sense magical, straight up magical aura coming from this salt. Maybe some people consider dust and salt to be similar. Mm-hmm. Do with that information as well.
I'm going to literally stow this somewhere in this burglar's pack I own.
The salt? I'm
just going to write magic salt with question mark.
Roll for okay. Seasoning well, container.
Doesn't, it doesn't roll stop for taco? The rain of fungus. Yeah, you have a salt.
I think the riddle means to throw the salt like dust into nothing.
So you want me to chuck some?
Yep.
All right. I'll chuck. Where should I throw it?
Over your shoulder.
Throw it towards the fungus.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. I'll throw some salt at the fungus.
Yeah. So you take some of the salt that you have. I say you take about half of it. You toss it into the rain, and you see almost for a second you hear the rain, and the salt as it hits the ground kind of synchronize for a second. Like it's almost like each grain has its own sound as it hits the ground. Kind of like similar to more like someone threw a bunch of pebbles or marbles or something. And as they all settle, the rain stops.
Hey.
Look at you, Siegfried, doing big brain shit.
Big brain activities. Look at the big brain
You can't see me right now, but I'm flexing.
Big brain on the
ball. He's flexing. He's flexing his brain, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
We can't see him either.
Sometimes I be brains.
Sometimes he be brains.
Alrighty, guys. Not brain right now.
There's a little kitty that has a lot of opinions
it's
right now.
Britannia. She's got a lot to say when no one else is here and it's just me.
You guys keep going down this hallway, and you do see, like, as you get farther down this hallway, like, an ancient skeleton that's here. Don't know how it's here, because most people who in Malphite die dissipate, but there's this ancient skeleton here that is, it looks like the skin was eroded by this rain, and now the fungus is pretty much covering it as a new form of skin. The only reason you see that's a skeleton is because the top portion of its face is still skeletal, not covered in this fungus. It's not alive. It's not going to pop up. It's all for flavor, just so you guys don't stand there trying to poke at it for an hour. But you guys do see, like, someone's trying
to
make
it. Man, I was about to ask Elias to start doing some dumb shit.
Just run through it.
No, I would have.
Alrighty. You guys enter now a very large chamber. Again, this fungus entity kind of acting like spider webs that go to the very top. And you see, again, towards the very end, there are fungus kind of blocking the wall, like a wall into another passageway in front of you. But the main thing that sticks out here is... this. Everybody prepare for yourself.
I am prepared.
Be prepared.
My body's ready.
Don't record this.
Gird your loins.
Do what to my loins?
You gotta gird them.
Gird.
Oh no.
What you see
the hell?
Four statues assembled like this in this large chamber. You see that in between these black spots that I have for each one, in between of these statues and this pedestal, which is this blue pedestal that has nothing on it, you see these like channels in which maybe liquid water or something could run through. And you see statues of a couple of things that look familiar. You see the big cannon-armed guy that you've seen before. It's a statue of him. The square-headed creature. This weird forearm hooded creature you've never seen before. And at the very end, a large winged creature with Cthulhu-like tentacles and a scythe behind it. And the blue arrows on here designate the direction they're facing right now. So you see, they're all facing different directions right now.
Is there anything on the pedestal? Any markings or...
Yeah, you gonna go take a look?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll definitely join Siegfried on that mission.
You guys walk over and you see... So everybody walks over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry guys, Britannia wants to play.
I know. Britannia, roll for initiative. 15.
That's
okay.
20.
Take a picture of that dice. Just because she's a cute kitty doesn't mean she gets advantage.
She's cheating.
She's cheating. You see, again, written on this pedestal is another passage. You see, it says, I have a river running right into you, blood red into blue. Something you say or something you do, the words of the divine. Mark death, and your body, flesh, and bone will be torn from the sky above to the earth below.
Sir.
Throw that in the chat.
Sir? I will.
Throw it into
She's
the chat.
She's mad because she knows where it came from.
It's true.
Yeah, I did some things, you know.
Let's see. Do we have water? Because you said that those black lines are channels or some kind of cutaway, right? Where liquid or something could have been before.
Mm-hmm. Spillways of sort, yeah.
Oh, motherfucker.
I mean...
Should they go to your soul?
I imagine that we want to somehow... channel something into one of these statues, but preferably one that's not facing us. Do you catch my drift? Like, I feel like if we channel something, and again, that's open for interpretation, but if we channel it to the right and we go towards the cube-headed creature, it may move towards the winged Cthulhu-like creature.
The winged Cthulhu-like creature looks like death to me, so I think marking death means we will die.
Are there any open, like, is there, like, a dam or, like, something where, like, we could, like, funnel water into these, like, spillways?
Are you walking somewhere else?
Oh, I think I have an idea. Elias is kind of... I'm going to make, like... I'm going to take, like, just a blade, like, and just run it along my hand and, like, drip blood on the platform that we're on.
Gross.
You've
Does
made
that
it bloody.
Do anything? I made it bloody. And then can I do the same thing in that channel that's leading off to the right?
Yeah, the one that's directly the right to the this pedestal here?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, there's blood in there.
Fuck. After trying that, I'm gonna use a point of lay on hands and just heal myself.
Heal
well,
your
that
hand.
Didn't. Yeah.
Zaris, well, where are you gonna investigate? Amon will go with you. I just want to know where you're going.
I'm trying to figure out where else, like, there could be water, like, because the thing that we're on, like, there isn't like water underneath or anything like that, right?
Not that you can see.
There's only one thing not looking at us.
So the statue to the left is pointing diagonally down.
Yep.
I can. Siegfried's gonna go over there and move it so that way it's pointing diagonally up. If that's possible.
Roll me.
Or investigate it. If I can move it.
Yeah, roll me an investigation check.
Okay.
You're pointing it to death.
No, that is a 3.
So you don't notice anything on here as far as like anything specific. You do see at the very bottom of the pedestal, it does say the poet as far as like what the statue is. And you try to give it a push, it does not move.
I want to go check out ye old hentai boy up at the top.
God damn it.
Fisherman's wife.
So you go up there and go ahead and roll me an investigation check.
Got you. That is 28.
28? So it does say death on it. And
I'm
going to
turn around and be
it,
like,
I'll say,
hey, do not point anything at this statue.
There's already a statue pointing at it, though.
I know, but we didn't do that. The thing okay. says, mark so, death, and your body, flesh, and bone will be torn from the sky above to the earth below.
So Elias kind of catching on. He's going to approach the cube-headed statue and first inspect it.
Okay, roll my investigation.
That is investigation 14 on the die.
14? So this one does say the soldier.
Okay. Resolve what you wanted to say.
Who, Siegfried?
Yes.
Okay, I was just going to say, since I'm standing next to that statue, you said it's called the Poet?
Yes.
Siegfried's just going to recite some poetry, I guess. Say some words to it.
In what language do you do it?
I'll just do it in Elvish, since that's the only other language I know.
You recite some Elvish poetry. Let me roll for something. You see, it starts to move a little bit, but then it kind of locks back into place. You can roll me an insight check with advantage now.
Okay. Let's see.
Can I summon?
Good lord. No, I got a 6.
Oh my god.
Maybe it liked your poetry, you don't know. Maybe it didn't like it that much, so.
Can Elias walk over to the middle creature?
Two people are talking.
Sorry. Can Elias walk over to the middle creature?
Yeah, that's fine. You can roll me.
And can he inspect that?
Yes.
Cool. That's 15.
15. You do see, again, this one now says the king.
I knew it.
And under that, it says where all paths meet.
Okay. So,
Mazel tov.
Where all paths meet. Okay, so Elias is going to make his way over to the cube head, and I'm just going to hang out there for a second and contemplate everything.
Okay.
Are we, like, in talking distance? Like, if I were to say something to the group, would they hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I began to speak in Elven poetry to the statue, and it moved, though I don't know if I said the correct words. Maybe if we all try to speak to it.
I'll go help him out for sure. I'll be like, yeah, I'm on my way. And I'll head over to Siegfried. And I can either take point on this or I can help you.
Give it a shot. I tried poetry and Elvish and it sort of moved, but it locked back in place. I don't know if we need to be speaking at the same time or if I need to speak for longer.
Roll me insight.
Let me try to speak for longer. What's up, Ruben?
Roll me insight.
That's a dirty 20.
Dirty 20? So the thing at the pedestal said something you say or something you do.
Something you say or something you do? Is it a promise?
Maybe.
You tried saying puzzle. Promise in Elvish?
I'll drop promise in Elvish.
Why promise? How'd you guys get the promise?
Well, promise is something that you would say, but also, like, fulfilling that promise is something you do. And it's like, I promised somebody I would do this thing. So, like, in my head, that's where it makes sense.
Okay. Nothing happens. You make a promise to it. You say you're going
to
marry
it. I mean, I'm not making a promise to anything. I'm just speaking the word. Shit.
I will say you're probably on the right track as far as it has something to do with your words.
Siegfried, what were you saying to it?
Yeah, he just made up some poetry. I don't really know exactly what he said.
I'm gonna say for shits and giggles, yeah, you were talking about you were saying old sea poetry about, like, directions. Like, how to get to somewhere.
Have we tried asking them to move?
I was gonna do a dumb SpongeBob reference right now, but...
What were you gonna do?
There was once an old man from Peru who dreamed he was eating a shoe. God. He woke with a fright in the middle of the night to found his dream had come true.
And we're sued. Nickelodeon's after us.
I mean, at this rate... Sleep token personal vessel personally is just gonna come beat us all up in our sleep.
Please do it.
I can take it.
Please do it. Yeah.
I think he might be. I don't think he's the biggest dude, and I think between the couple guys we got around here, we can all take him. I'm pretty sure. Hot takes.
It's not that hot of a take, but I agree.
Worship.
So, really quickly, Elias, I'm just going to try something. Next to what I think is the soldier, the cube-headed guy, yep. Can I just brandish my halberd in front of it and just, like, I don't know, look like I'm going to attack it and see if that does anything?
Doesn't do anything.
I'm gonna yell out to Elias. Try striking the statue.
Woo!
If you say so, and I'm gonna heave back and just hit it.
All right, roll me an attack roll.
No. Oh,
here we go. Here we go.
Aw, beans.
That is 18 to hit.
18 will hit a statue. Stand by.
Oh, shit.
My man.
you hit the statue.
He's putting the character
and from underneath it, blood red liquid starts to flow down towards the death statue.
Siegfried, the intelligent one. What was the middle statue called again?
The king.
The king.
The king.
Okay. The words of the divine.
Well, we need a river running right into you. So, blood red into blue. So, why not strike the king?
Sure.
I would strike the poet next.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't think striking the poet is what we need. It's more so about speaking to it the correct way.
Oh, I can't do it. Never mind. You guys don't know what I'm doing. I can't speak.
She can't say things.
Okay, I'm going to recite...
She's still a big rock lady.
No, I'm going to recite the same exact, like, the inscription at the base of the poet. Is there an inscription, or is...
No, it just says the poet.
The poet. Then I'm going to recite the riddle in... What language can I speak right now? Earth elemental language that is currently... Terran.
Terran?
Mm-hmm.
Roll me insight as you do this.
Uh-oh. Okay, I'll use my own. Fuck! Nat 1, baby.
Nice.
No fucking idea. You don't catch anything.
Alright, I give up.
To follow
Wait, really
up
quick.
That, I guess...
I was just saying, just let Amon spit some fucking super hot fire at this thing in Elvish.
You're gonna start spitting poetry at it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
What am I rolling?
Roll me insight as you do it.
Insight. It's not that bad. It's 15.
15's enough. You see, you start. I don't know. What do you start spitting?
It's literally super hot fire. Like.
Oh my god. The word
I gave you my number
isn't in this.
Psych! That's the wrong number!
God damn it. I'm gonna say, for reasons, you say something about, like, heavenly. You say, like, heavenly in, Elvish, for whatever your rhyme scheme is, whatever. Fill in as you go, audience.
Yeah.
And you do see that, like, for a second, you do see a little bit of water coming out of the channel there, but doesn't fill up like the blood did.
The
words of the divine. Do I have to do a Kanye West Jesus rap?
Please don't.
Maybe. Do you know Kanye West Jesus rap? Do you know Jesus Walks?
I mean, I know Jesus Walks. I personally know Jesus Walks. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. Jesus walks. That track was hard.
It was.
Does Amon tell Siegfried that?
I mean, you understand Elvis. You heard everything I just did.
Oh, true. Yeah, I guess Siegfried's going to try to say a prayer to the poet in Elvish.
Okay. Roll me. You know what? Yeah, roll me... would that be? Is he a elven, or is he a very religious man, Siegfried?
No. He's not.
Then go ahead and roll me random, I'm gonna say religion check.
Religion check, got it. That is an 8.
8? Go ahead, I'm gonna say do it with advantage since Willie's helping you.
He's so desperate for us to figure this out.
That is an 8.
Again, Jesus you Christ. Say something on the, you say something akin to heavenly, and a little bit more water comes out. Doesn't come out though.
All right, screw it. I'm going for Jesus Walks.
Before you do that, I would say that Elias kind of overhears like everybody trying to rap poetry to it, and kind of recollecting his old kind of scriptures and teachings, like he's gonna approach it and like utter what's something similar to like a rosary prayer to it in Elvish.
Okay, roll me religion with advantage again, sir.
Okay. Wow. I rolled a nat 20 with that advantage.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
You see, yeah. You say, the word you say is divine in Elvish, and the water flushes right out as soon as you say divine.
We're dumb as hell.
Boom.
No, it's okay. I made this complicated on purpose. Okay, so there's water flushing out of one, there's blood flushing out of another.
What was the original thing?
What's the middle one say?
You see, the king where all paths come together.
Did anybody roll insight or check out the king?
Mm-mm.
Somebody went over there.
It said something.
Yeah, Elias did.
Yeah.
Did it say anything?
That's where he read that it says, where all paths come together. You see Chuck pipes up.
You know what?
Like, Chuck.
Oh no, you didn't say it in common, so Chuck wouldn't have heard you.
You know what though?
Never mind.
I think we shouldn't even fuck with the death statue up top, because it says, I have a river running into you, blood red into blue.
Yeah,
so maybe we need
too.
To move these statues to face the middle, and it comes down to us where we don't even touch that statue up top.
I love it. Elias is going to proceed to move the cube-headed statue towards the king.
Oh my god.
Mm.
Can't move it.
Try asking it to move in Elvish nicely. You don't know what I'm saying. I can't speak common. Ignore me.
She's a rock lady.
Yeah, I'm still by the poet. I'm going to ask the poet statue to move in Elvish.
Do you give it a direction?
I tell it to move to the middle.
In Elvish?
Yeah.
You see, as you say that the statue moves towards the middle. And then this one fills up with water. And this one empties out. So there is one... There is water going towards the king right now.
I might have an intelligence of 12 right now, but I still know shit.
Alright, after seeing that, I'm gonna walk over to Cubehead with Elias and tell him, hey, we need to ask it to move to the center. In Elvish.
Yeah, I'm gonna speak Elvish and command it to move to the center.
You ask it to move to the center? The red from the blood here disappears and starts to fill here. And once it hits, both of them hit the king together in a blood blue. I'm just going to make it purple to make it simple.
Purple.
But they're not mixing like that. It's almost like the blood is sitting upon the blue water as it approaches this middle pedestal.
Is there one other?
Yeah, we need red into blue. Let's go back to death. What does death say? It just says death, right?
Yeah, it just says death. But now you see that the red and the blue water is now going towards this pedestal.
Does anything happen once it gets to the pedestal?
It just stops there. I would say it is big enough for someone to stand on.
Oh, the pedestal? I thought I was still there, because I hadn't moved anywhere.
Oh, you're staying at the pedestal?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't aware. I thought you were moving around with everybody else.
Nope.
So, you see, like, as you guys ask the squarehead to move, and the water comes in, and again, this water flushes in with this little bit of red blood sitting upon top of it. Zaris elemental Zaris is just standing there, like, waiting for you guys to figure it out. She's on this, like, pedestal, and as the water hits the pedestal sits down a little bit. You hear the stone move, and the fungus wall on the other side dissipates.
Hey, go team! Man, I was about to make a mistake.
I know, I was about to ask the...
Good job, guys. I'm sorry. King to E5.
Well, I also think that was a little bit more difficult because of the lag, so we kept having to, like, pause and wait.
That's true.
And the fact that the riddle was, like, 5 lines.
Not Hermione.
Long.
You. Yeah, I know.
Not me. Not Hermione. You.
Get Ron, that bitch.
How dare you? Ron Weasley is a saint.
Okay. Let's not get into Harry Potter discourse right now.
I can and I will.
Ron
anyway,
was in the
order. Ruben.
You guys move on.
Yeah, why don't we proceed forward?
Yeah.
You guys move forward. And again, this time, a smaller room. Maybe 30 by 30, not too crazy. Another statue.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Stands in the middle of the room by itself. Looks like... Where did my little thingy go? Oh, here it is. Standing without a pedestal, floating.
What the hell?
You see this thing. The only difference between this picture is that in its bottom right hand, there's also a chalice.
It's right or my right?
It's right, or it's right as... You're left as you look at it. Bottom left.
Cool.
That thing have a fucking revolver?
Yeah, he's got a gun.
He's got a fucking gun.
He's got a piece.
Stone gun, though.
Anyway,
he's back
I started
running.
Blasting.
I started blasting.
Is
actually,
there...
I think it might be a woman.
Can Elias go up and inspect it for anything?
Mm-hmm. Roll me an investigation, sir.
Investigation! that is... 17.
Hey, I will say, first of all, you find the inscription again. This one's a lot shorter, guys. Don't worry about it. Inscription on the bottom, just below it, as it floats above the ground somehow, says, Mouth of the Wolf... The eyes of the lamb. Like a blade, test your worth in blood. Leave what you will and leave.
Oh, this bitch wants a, like, what's the word? Like a sacrifice, I guess, to leave something. I'm guessing. But I don't know. You guys don't understand me.
Oh, it also says the collector.
I think Elias kind of, from cutting himself before... is gonna, like, think about it after reading the inscription and kind of, like, look back on the group and kind of say, I think I know what I'm doing this time. And, again, cut his other hand this time and bleed into the chalice.
Okay. You see, you let a couple of drops of blood into the chalice. I'm gonna need... actually, you know, I'll go ahead and roll it for you. Or, no, you roll it. Roll me a d4 damage to yourself, sir.
Okay. That's 3 points of damage.
3 points? I'm going to make a note of that. Okay. You do 3 points of damage to yourself, and you see that the hand with the chalice that sticks out recedes back into the statue.
Is someone going to have to shoot themselves?
No. The gun is the stone gun. It's part of the statue.
The chalice has disappeared completely?
It's receded back into the body. Yeah, it's gone.
Okay, did anything open or...
No. And it's got three other arms sticking out.
What is in the bottom right arm? What is that?
You see, it's kind of like... It's almost like a storage unit of some sort. Oh, what? You'd have to roll for it.
I'm gonna roll for it.
Roll me some Arcana.
Arcana, baby. Nat 1.
Oh my god.
No fucking idea.
I'm gonna do that same thing. I'm gonna get close and try to figure out what's in there.
It jumps up. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, go ahead and roll me an Arcana check.
Ugh, fuck, it's garbage. It's a 7.
7? You sense the lingering of magic off of it, but you don't know if it was enchanted or... You don't know what exactly, but you feel scent, like, a little bit of magic coming off of it.
And that arm receded after he touched it?
After I bled into it.
Oh.
What's in the top right hand?
What you see is a rusted old, like, trident-esque, like, blade.
Can I poke my finger on the trident?
As soon as you poke your finger on it, the trident falls out of its hand. Ting, 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 hits the ground.
What the fuck?
Was the bottom right hand discovered? You said it was a storage unit? Or something?
Of some sort. They couldn't figure out heads or tails of it.
Yeah, I let the party know that, like, I know it's magical.
Siegfried's gonna pick up the trident and place it in the storage unit thing?
Falls right off. Clink, clink. Doesn't go in there.
Son of a bitch.
Do we have anything magical on us? Maybe cast a spell on it, Amon.
I mean, we have a few magical things on us. I don't know what's gonna happen if I do.
Put those damn sending stones in there.
Fuck no.
I don't have them. Let me give ye old boop to that stone gun. Does it fall like the other thing did?
No.
It just
goes off.
There?
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, it just stays there.
Can I roll like insider perception on if I can see where to put the trident?
Yeah, roll me investigation.
Investigation, got it. That is a 2. Shout out to the 2 crew.
Nah. Well, it doesn't... Fuck. It looked like, I'll say, even with the low 2, it looked like that thing let go of the trident. Like, it didn't want it anymore.
I will keep the trident.
Okay, you got a little... It's basically akin to a dagger. You have a weird trident dagger.
Can Elias give... now, seeing that Siegfried took the trident, can I give that other hand a javelin? Just like, kind of firmly grasp it.
Firmly grasp the lid.
Firmly grasp it. Can I offer it the javelin?
The javelin in its hand?
Yes.
So you see, you put the javelin in its hand. And for a second, you think, okay, maybe this is a waste of... And as soon as you think waste of time, it grabs the javelin. With full hand, the stone hand. And that hand recedes into it. And as the hand recedes into it, you see the other two hands also recede back into the statue. So it's just like the womanly figure that's standing there. And again, the other blast door opens up.
Nice.
A+, Elias. You got us through that one.
But also really glad nobody put something very important into that hand.
No.
Like those damn sending stones.
You leave our sending stones out of this.
Don't be a hater. Over.
There's so much feedback at this point.
I can't understand that rock.
I don't understand your accent.
I don't understand what's so cool about it.
Why are the meaty boys figuring everything out? Come on, you intelligence people.
I'm a fucking rock right now. Bite me.
That would hurt.
I don't hear you. I just hear rrr, 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 rrr.
Yeah, exactly.
I was out there spitting super hot fire.
Amon has canonically rapped.
Yup.
is he any good at it?
I'll start writing lyrics for the next session.
The next time you rap. See, I'm going to save this for next time. You guys keep going through this tunnel here.
Yes. Everyone will insight checks. Elias will lead the way.
Insight checks?
Okay. Yeah.
That is a 12, or I'm sorry, an 11 from Elias. Okay.
Fucking, this dice is fired.
I got a 10.
24.
I was so close to a nat 20, and it rolled out for a shout out to the two crew for a total of 5.
I would say Rockzaris knows, kind of based on, maybe because she understands rocks better now. You're in this cliffside. Based on the angle that you guys have been going and the distance you've been thus far, you're almost like, if Zaris had to guess, you're like mid-wave to that spire tower. Not the square one that goes all the way up, but that little bit shorter spire tower that was next to it. You're like mid-way up that.
Okay.
And as you kind of keep going, you notice it goes from this weird stone to like an inside of a building. But I'll say with that such a high insight check, the top, the building, the ceiling here, or excuse me, not the ceiling, the floor here is almost like what you would think is like, it's like this weird tile. It's almost like you're on top of a building. In the center of this room, you see on a very disgusting looking pedestal, this fungus that has made its way all the way up to this giant, I would say giant in comparison to other crystal balls, this very large crystal ball that's being held aloft by these mushrooms. Basically, kind of, they're encompassing this pedestal that it used to sit on, and now it's kind of cradling it in this weird mushroom entity. Almost like you could kind of picture fingers as a hand kind of is holding this large crystal. And as this crystal ball sits there, it's emanating with this very bright purple energy.
Hmm.
An old orb?
Must like ponder your orb. God damn it.
Yeah. Go ahead, sorry.
Okay. I'm gonna walk up to the orb.
Okay.
I'm gonna look back at everyone.
No, I will definitely walk with you. Just
and I'm gonna reach out and to grab the orb.
Okay, grab it?
Yeah.
Roll me a wisdom save.
Can she add +3 of that? Is she close?
Sure, I'll say you guys walked in together, but
that's
she
a nat fucking 20 for a dirty 30.
Let's go!
Oh shit.
Nice.
You say dirty 30?
Yeah, because +3 from him, dirty and then 30. It's +7, so for nice. A saving throw too. Sucked
doesn't the dick. Even matter. You touch it, and for a second, you feel this anger from something, someone, some people. Almost as if you can hear all the monsters and all the creatures yelling at once in your head. And as you take the orb off the pedestal, from the pedestal fungus that was cradling it down below, you see it lifting from the ground as it again starts to accumulate in a mass, similar to how you saw Fabrice when the fungus encompassed him. And standing before you now, the image that you saw in the other room, wings on its back.
Oh shit.
God damn it.
Cthulhu-esque creature as this fungus is making these weird large tentacles. It stands about 10 feet tall with a width of angel-esque wings covered in fungus that reach out to about 15 feet. And it just lets out a loud, guttural, unfathomable screech that you've never heard before as it points a scythe right at Zaris.
Oh,
And that's where we'll end the session.
Let's go. Also, just point of reference for the DM, I'm currently immune to poison damage, or I'm immune to being poisoned.
We'll figure that out later.
Just remember.
Alrighty.
Yeah, no, I'm
she's
keeping.
She's a rock lady.
Yeah, I'm immune to a lot of shit right now, which is why I didn't drop.
I had to say, could you smell what the rock is cooking?
What the rock is cooking?
Rock said. The Rock said, thanks for joining us today, guys. As always, my name is Ruben. It hasn't changed anytime recently. I'll let you know if it does. But if you want to find me anywhere, I am on Instagram, REC Matrix. If you like music and D&D and other silly stuff and, you know, just weird things and raccoons, come give me a follow. I'll probably only plug it once, but me and my friend Matt started a gym page also. You can follow us if you like anime and gym at the same time. We're at gymxb.a.d. VAD stands for Best Anime Duo. So we go to the gym and pretend to be anime characters because that's what motivates us. If you like that kind of shit, give us a follow. If not, follow somebody else like Danny.
Hey, I mean, you can follow the whole squad. But you can follow me on Instagram at Wrathchild714. You can follow my other podcast, Hops and Notes, at Hops and Notes Pod. I just recently did a quick summary of the weekend Metallica did in LA. It was a good time. It was kind of fun. I actually play guitar on that episode, so go check it out. Everybody here has been on it except James. But James, I am working to get you on there. I just need to get my life together. But yeah, speak of the devil, James, what do you got to talk about? Alex, sorry, I skipped you.
I know, you ruined the groove.
Wow.
I threw off the Emperor's groove. I'm not even going to be sorry about it. I will yeet myself from the window.
Danny, it's not that serious. Danny, it's not that serious. Oh, there he goes, he's out the window. Yeet!
Am I going or should James go?
You're going. No, you're going. James, right. You take a seat.
Sorry, James. My name is Alex. You can find me on Instagram at Ghost Coffee Shop. You can also follow my other podcast here on the Horrible People's Network. It is called the Horrible People's Podcast. We just kicked off season 6. We got a lot of cool shit coming down for you. We talk about scary movies, and everyone has been on that podcast except for Connor.
One day,
we'll get you on. But that's all my plugs. James, now you may speak.
My turn now.
Yeah.
Now I may speak. Okay.
You've been given permission. Yeah.
You can follow me on Instagram at @TheMightyMonarch. That's @the_mighty_monarch. I post the articles that I write for my job. I post a lot about my crazy bull terrier because he's crazy. And you can also listen to me on the Horrible People's Network on the NPC Gaming Pod. You can follow us at npc.gaming.pod. We reveal gaming news. We talk a lot of shit on Microsoft. We are prophets that predict what's going to happen in the gaming world. We have some exciting episodes coming up and all kinds of goodies, so go follow us on there. And you can also hear me on the Horrible People's Podcast every so often. That's it.
Nice. Connor?
I am here. great episode. Looking forward to next week when we're all in the same room as it should be.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, as it was intended.
As the dice gods intended.
You can follow the network, Horrible People's Network, where you can find all these great shows and possibly a few more coming soon. We'll see. You can find that at HORROBLE People's Network on Instagram. I figured it out, guys.
Good
it only
read.
Took me fucking 6 episodes. Yeah.
We're giving Alex some time off.
Yeah. In meantime, don't point your rivers of blood and water towards the Statue of Death. It's not a good idea. All right, let's give him that dice shake.
Bye.